there can be healthy and unhealthy within any of the levels, and there's good and bad stuff in all levels. And that's a judgment call, whether the stuff is good or bad. We'll go through now each of the values levels and talk a little bit about the good stuff and the bad stuff, and we'll give you the markers and the tip-offs to recognize each values level. And as we go through it, we'll make jokes about certain values levels because many of the values levels are quite jokeable. They're actually quite funny, and some of them are would be funny if it wasn't so poignant. But anyway, we'll go through each of these levels and talk about it, and we'll start this time from the other direction. We're going to start with values level. Oh, and in the training I took with Chris Cowan, values level 8 had not yet been fully defined, so sometimes we go through the values levels, we'll start with 7 or we'll end with 7. If I don't include 8, it's because when I took the training with Chris Cowan, he wasn't talking about 8. We'll give you some ideas before we finish up about values levels beyond 8, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, like that. But at the moment, if we don't talk about values level 8, it's because there's no information on it in this regard. Yeah? Values level 8 is new and it's very emergent. And since it's new and so emergent, it's quite probable that it's going to take some time for the National Value Center to create some information. So this is the tip-off for each level. We're going to start with values level 7 just so that we don't keep starting with 1 and you think that 1 is worse than 7. So values level 7 has the ability to make connections.
Has the ability to choose whether something works for him or not.
And when I say connections, I mean that values level 7 has the ability to make intellectual connections, not connections with people per se, but intellectual connections. So you could give this piece of information and this piece of information and this piece of information, and a values level 7 could figure out how they're all interrelated. And again, he or she is most capable of choosing whether what's going on works for him or not. If you give him or her a task, he will come back
in less time with better results, higher quality,
and have a better time doing it. He'll have a lot more fun doing it. So that's values level 7.
Very much into efficiency and results.
Values level 6 senses the feelings. Values level 6 is very much can sense the feelings.
Can get the feeling of energy, can sense the feeling of energy.
Yeah, values level 6 can feel the vibes. Mm-hmm. Did you ever walk into a place and you went, ooh, this place has bad energy, or this place has good energy? Or you walk into a room and there's people there. Oh, these people have got bad energy.
Now, that's when values level 6 values are unconscious or not useful. When a person's susceptible to energy but doesn't know what to do with it.
The unuseful part of values level 6 is that they're susceptible to energy, and it goes like this. Oh, man, I was just over there at that place. You know, Adriana, I just went over to visit those guys over there, and it's such bad energy.
Why did you get bad vibes?
I'm whacked out, man. I got to go to sleep for the rest of the day because I'm just so, like, blown out. I was fine, and then all of a sudden, I don't know, man. They were like, and there were such bad vibes. They were, like, yelling at each other, and they were eating meat, and it was like such a downer for me, and my whole consciousness felt constricted. That's a values level 6.
Now the conscious part, the useful part of values level 6 is that they're aware of energy.
Becoming aware of energy means they can transmute it.
That's very important. They are able to take it in. They are able to transmute it, as you said. And so they know how to, for lack of a better word, manipulate energy in a positive way.
They know how to get along. Okay, values level 5 looks for competition in all things. This is a tip-off. If you're looking for competition, that's a values level 5.
Do I compete with?
Yeah, and they're like this. Okay, all these people in this room, who can I compete with?
I must be the best.
Who can I be better than? Let's see. Oh, I'm better than him. Yeah, I'm better than him. I can be better than him. I can be better than her. Oh, yeah, and I'm better than him. Yeah. And the values level 5 starts competing even without anybody competing with him. It's like they're looking for a competition.
They'll always be comparing with other people.
Yeah, who am I fighting against? And they look to succeed, and what is there to succeed for? What's the reason to succeed? And they'll ask you in a training setting, they'll say to you, Tell me about myself so I can be better. Tell me about my mind. Tell me about how, and they'll say, how am I doing?
Where am I? Where am I in terms of values?
Yeah, where am I? Am I? Oh, I'm values level 5.5. That must be better than 5.
Oh, by the way, we'll talk about it in detail tomorrow. A values level 6 will absolutely would want to be an 8. And a values level 5 will absolutely want to be a 7.
5 wants to be a 7. 6 desperately wants to be an 8. We'll talk about why they're not and how to figure it out from the test you've taken. Values level 4 looks for the singular truth. The tip-off for values level 4 is they've got the truth. The truth.
Just
the truth.
It's just one
the
truth.
The truth. What's the truth? It's in the book. And if you don't have the book, you don't have the truth. And it could be any book.
Because the book, you see, the book tells them everything they need to know about life.
It's in the operations manual, and that's how we do it here in this government. And that's the way it goes, and that's the only way to do it because it's in the operations manual. In this army, this is the way we do it. These are the steps, 1, 2, 3, and you better do it this way or you're not going to succeed in this army. Yeah, that's values level 4. And they look for that singular truth that drives them. The truth is usually an ism, like Freudianism, or capitalism, or communism, or Christianism. Well, that doesn't work, but Christianity. All religion, for the most part, is values level 4, though some religions, as I mentioned, the Mormons earlier, are values level 5. It's like a faith, and it tells them everything they need to know about life.
The right and the wrong.
They ask themselves, why am I here? What is my life? What does it mean? Why do I exist?
And the answer is in the book.
The answer's in the good book or the manual. It's there, and it's all there. It's all there in the book, nothing else to look at. If you don't buy the book, you're not part of the thing. Oh, values level 4 wants uniforms. They like uniforms. Everybody should have a uniform.
And we should wear the same uniform.
Everybody should wear the same uniform. Go into McDonald's, ask yourself, what's this organization? Does everybody wear the same uniform? Pretty much. And the managers have a separate uniform.
Ooh.
And you're so proud when you get the uniform, you go,
look,
I have the uniform. And the wife says, you look so handsome in your uniform. And the husband goes,
very proudly.
I know. Values level 4s love uniformity. Values level 4s gave us interchangeable car parts. Not a bad idea. Before values level 4, no car part fit another car. Now they have auto parts. You can go to a store, you can say, I need a part for this
kind
of
Chevy.
They're all the same part. That's useful. But the unuseful part of values level 4 is they try to make people all the same. Everybody has the same size office, the same cubicle. It has to be the same size. Oh, and you can only put on the wall what we say. You can't put up what we don't say. And that's in the manual, and you should have read the employee manual, because if you'd read the employee manual, you'd know that you can't put that on the wall. That's bad. That's values level 4.
Now, values level 3.
Values level 3, what the hell are they doing to me?
What are you trying to do to me?
And what are you trying to do to me? You're not fooling me, because I can see it. What are you doing to me? What are you trying to do?
Values level 3 can be paranoid.
Egocentric. What are you going to give me? What are you going to do for me? That's what values level 3 wants to do.
And everything revolves back to self.
By the way, values level 3 is not necessarily mean.
In fact, we met a values level 3 person who manifested all his 3-ness into being workaholic.
He said, what's important to you in business? He goes, kill the competition. I said, have you ever done that? He goes, yeah, regularly. He said,
there is nobody left.
He said, there's
I'm
nobody
the only one.
In the town, he said, there's nobody left. He said, I drove them all out of business. He said, and I killed them one by one. Now, that's a useful values level. By the way,
for him and his family?
Yeah. I mean, imagine having a breadwinner in the family like that. He's now the largest firm of his type in the town that he lives. Unbelievable. Kill the competition. By the way, that is values level 3. They're not necessarily mean when they're conscious. And he was a very societally conscious person. Still, all in all, values level 3. And if somebody came into town to compete with him, he'd crush him. Yeah. No offense. And what he'd say is, no offense.
Nothing personal.
Nothing personal. That's just business. And it would be a values level 3. Values level 3 is when I need something, I need it.
And I need it now.
I need it now. Okay, values level 2 is, can my people survive? This is a tip-off for values level 2. Can my people survive? And the family's most important. Family's most important.
The big family, like the mafia.
Like La Cosa Nostra. Yeah, that's family. And if you're in the family, you're in the family. You might not be born in the family, but we can shed blood together. We can shed blood together and be blood brothers, and then you're in the family. And if you're in the family, I'll kill for you. But if you're not, well, you're not. That's the way it goes.
If you're in the family, one for all and all for one.
One for all and all for one, values level two. There are towns, small towns that are all values level two, and the values level two towns are like this. It might be a town in Vermont in the United States, or a town like Tangambalanga in Australia. And in a town like that, they say, oh, I know you. You're the newcomer. You're the newcomer. And you'd say, well, I've lived here for 30 years. Yeah, but
you're new in our place.
You're new. You're living in the old Jones place.
That's been there for 150 years.
And Jones, I remember Jones really well. I'm going to go off on. That's a family. That's a small town. They've lived there 30 years, and you're still not, you're the newcomer, and you'll be the newcomer for quite a while, until one day they'll say, "Oh, now you're part of the town." And you go, "Oh, I'm part of the town. They've accepted me." It takes a while. I was going to say, in some communities, you have to be born there. And you're the newcomer, and how long before I'm accepted? Oh, no.
Several generations, or maybe never.
In fact, this guy over here, he was born here, but his family's not from here. They're not like us. They came from, well, you name it, New York, a generation ago. In a couple of generations, they'll be townspeople. But meanwhile, they're still the new family, the newcomers. There are towns like this, amazing towns like this. You have to draw blood to get in. By the way, this values levels is the values level system that created shamanism. So it's the Aboriginal tradition in Australia, the Maori tradition in New Zealand. It's the shamanistic tradition in North America, the
Huna tradition,
medicine man,
Hawaii.
Medicine woman. It's the Huna tradition. In Hawaii. One of the things that National Values Center says is, don't fall into the myth of the noble savage. Values level two is not so great. If you give values level two chainsaws, they will cut down the rainforest. The reason they didn't do it in the past is they didn't have the technology. Values level two will do whatever the chief says. And that's what's happening in the rainforest of the world, is that some chief is saying somewhere cut down the rainforest, and the values level twos are cutting down the rainforest based on the chief's instructions.
Now, that is level one.
Values level one is one of my favorite levels to describe at this point.
Because it's doing whatever it is that makes my basic needs okay.
Yeah,
not to be hungry.
I don't want to be hungry.
Not to be tired.
I don't want to be tired. The values level...
To be safe.
Yeah. Values level one has the four Fs. Yeah, the four Fs. This is the main thing at values level one. And it is feeding, fighting, fleeing, and sexual behavior. Those are the four things. I'll give them to you again. Values level one's got four Fs. You can remember it easily. These are the things you look for. What they're interested in is...
Values level one.
Values level one. Thank you. What they're looking for is mainly the four Fs, feeding, fighting, fleeing, and sexual behaviors, as in reproduction. There's a lot of intelligence that we can't access at values level one. Values level one knows when he's being watched. A really good values level one, we don't access that anymore.
Senses. Feels.
You're looking at a values level. Try, just for grins, if you can find a street person, go and look at the street person just from afar, and they'll go like this. They'll know immediately.
They'll sense
when you're
you immediately.
Has anybody ever noticed that? Yeah, yeah. They know when they're being watched. It's they can just feel it, and they turn immediately and they look at you.
It's almost like it is the animal intelligence inside of us that we don't access anymore.
A values level one also knows what to eat. Now, interestingly enough, a values level one can pick through trash with food that is not good to eat, and then they can find something that's good to eat, and they'll just know. Intuitively, without thinking about it, they'll know what's good to eat and what's not good to eat. It would be interesting to tap into that, and many people do tap into that. It's where people go back to when they get really, really sick.